of the lion and the shout of the king is amongst you. The shout of the king is in the house of God. The roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah is in Bethel. The shout of the king is in the house of God. The roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah is in Bethel. The shout of the king is in the house of God. Hey! Deliverance is in your mouth. Can you hear me tonight? Your deliverance is in your mouth. Say, my deliverance is in my mouth. This weekend, you will find your sound. You will possess your voice. The shout of the king is amongst you. I will share some prophetic words maybe if the Lord releases me to. But you've received prophetic words and you've received promises and you've received visions and you've received dreams. Anything you've ever received, including tonight, is only speaks of your potential. Speaks of your potential. In Philippians, it says you have to lay hold of that which has been laid hold of you. The shout of the king is amongst you. You have to possess it. You have to possess the power of that shout. You've positioned yourself tonight. You're here. The roar of the lion. Is there any way you could turn these lights down? The roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah is amongst you. The shout of the king is amongst you. The lion of the tribe of praise is amongst you. The lion of the tribe of praise is amongst you. I prophesy praise coming out of this house will set the captives free. I prophesy that the praise will house the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah. The praise coming out of this house will tear through darkness. And dispel darkness. There's a roar coming. The sound that your pastor heard is a roar coming from the people of the house of God. Is a shout coming from Bethel. The fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is hey. Can you say hey? The rabbis will tell you when you say hey, you actually release the creative power of God from that realm and into this realm. That's the etymology of that letter. The fifth letter of the alphabet, of the Hebrew alphabet, is hey. And when you cry from the innermost being, from your inside, an unrehearsed cry, you release the breath of God into this realm. There's something about the breath of God this weekend, the Ruach HaKodesh, the holy breath of God. There's a breath of God coming out of you, according to Ezekiel chapter 37. Out of your flesh is coming the breath of God. Out of your temple is coming the breath of God. For you have become the church, and you've become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Say, I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Hebrew name for Holy Spirit is Ruach HaKodesh, which means, direct translation, holy breath of God. Breath of God. The very breath of God, the very nefesh that was breathed into Adam and Eve. Adam. The resurrection power of God is coming out of you. So we're going to do something here. Okay. It's not where I was going, but Holy Spirit, we submit it to you. Stay with me. You can sit down, but I don't suggest it. There's a man in the Bible. His name was Blind Bartimaeus. And he positioned himself along a road where there was a sound, where there was a ruah with a teruah, where there was a shout with a great shout. Blind Bartimaeus positioned himself where he knew the name above all names, the name of Jesus, the person of Jesus, the power of Jesus, the personage of Jesus, the Savior, the Deliverer, the Healer, was about to come by that area. He positioned himself. Say, I'm positioning myself. This night, right now, I'm positioning my mind. Holy Spirit, I declare. Holy Spirit, I declare. You, Lord, over my mind, my will, and my emotions. Tonight, I make you Lord over my mind, my will, my emotions. Tonight, come on, say it with me, tonight. Come on, say it, tonight. 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 I make Holy Spirit Lord over my temple, my body, my body, my temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit. My mouth is a gateway to this realm. My spirit is a doorway to the supernatural. I submit my whole spirit, soul, and body to Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Can you give Holy Spirit a hand clap? Hallelujah. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, teacher. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, breath of God. Hallelujah. 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 There's a sound that's coming out of Bethel. There's a sound that's coming out of Bethel. There's a sound that's coming out of Bethel. There's a sound that's coming out of, Pastor, there's a sound that's coming out of your, out of this place. A sound that will reverberate through the land, and we'll bring people back into harmony with their Creator, with their purpose. There's a sound of purpose. There's a sound. Blind Bartimaeus positioned himself. Blind was not his first name. Blind had become his identification. So many of us have taken our ID, our identification from what we were, or the sickness, or the disease, or the problem in 77. Something happened in 77, around here somewhere, that sidelined you. And I want to tell you tonight, it's over. That's not your ID. That's not your identification. That's not who you are. Blind Bartimaeus positioned himself in a place where there was a sound and a shout. He positioned himself, as the Bible says, as Jesus was coming through Jericho. The very first place. As they went into their promised land. The very first place that they possessed. They possessed with it. They possessed with a shout. I don't know if I'm just hearing this, Lord. The very first place they possessed in their promised land came from a sound. So I don't know if God was just setting blind Bartimaeus up that day, or if he had enough smarts to position himself. I don't know if you had enough smarts to get here. It's okay to smile, because one third of the kingdom is joy. If I bite, it won't be that hard. It'll be just all the way through. He positioned himself in a place of sound and with a great shout. A place of deliverance. Your pastor heard it. I'm just prophesying off of his coattails. Maybe receive it. This is up to you. But I am prophesying a new day, a new beginning, a new sound. And there's a shout that will reverberate through this land. This will be a destination point for those that are hungry for a true sound. They will come and get recalibrated here. There be a recalibration because of the purity of the sound that will come out of this place. There's a shout and a sound and a roar that will reverberate and set the captives free. positioned himself. And he heard the commotion. You've been doing everything about hearing. I see these things on these black panels where you've been hearing things from the Lord. Hearing will increase. Shema Israel, Adonai Elohim, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O people that are willing to fight. For Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Yahweh, Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Yahweh, Elohim, the pluralization of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Yahweh, the creator of all, is one. Hear, you that are out here on a Saturday night when you could be watching hockey. Well, we got two sad choices. We got the Maple Leafs and I'll just pick on myself. I'll give you a break. So I think you made the right decision. But some of you fought to get here. And some people, the Lord fought that you would be here. You're just a cripple. You're just blind. You don't have any right. The master's busy with real people. The master, he's got these other people that he's using. You shut up. Pray for healing later. Just dust all this off of you. Pray protection over you. Stay in your containment. You got to stay where you're supposed to be. You got to stay in your identification. You're not worthy. The religious people always try to say, you need to calm down. You know, you get down with your bad self. You know, you're making a spectacle. You think you are. The master is too busy. Just shut up and sit down. You know what he did? You know what he did? He cried the louder. When the enemy is trying to shut you up, you need to cry. Well, you need to cry louder. When he's trying to shut you up because of pain, he's trying to shut you up and say, it ain't gonna happen this time. He's trying to shut you up through accusation. No, you can't do it. When Paul the Apostle came out of the third heaven, immediately there was a messenger dispatched from the camp of darkness, from Satan himself, because of the revelation. I want to tell you, many of you have received so many attacks from the enemy. It's ridiculous. He is afraid of you. He's afraid that you will find your voice. Say, my deliverance is nigh me, even in my mouth. Say, my deliverance is nigh me. Even in my mouth. God's not going to deliver you without you. Wants your deliverance more than you want it, but you are the gatekeeper. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Say, I'm a gate and I'm a doorway. Sit down, shut up. I will not. I sense that I am all the more me. I might be a little bit more me than regular. I might be high test and high test to the enemy. Testing. Not that I'm looking for a fight. I don't mess with him. My grandfather told me years ago, you must practice the fine art of ignoring the devil. I don't deal with him until he's right in my way. Because we don't listen to the noise, we listen to the voice. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Nothing was made except that it was made by the Word. The Word of God became flesh. 11 verses later, Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus created everything. Jesus died on the cross. He's not the second-rate Son of God. He is God. Christology 101. Jesus is God. Master of the universe, creator of everything, hears the cry of a cripple. This is Robo Jesus. How he really wanted to be here. He hears the cry. Of desperation, a cry of hunger, a cry of thirst. He hears a cripple stops the creator of the universe in his tracks, fixes his eyes. The Bible says, fixes his eyes. The gaze of the creator comes on. He says, cometh thou here. In perfect King James. He says, come here. Bring him to me. Somebody throw me a coat. Somebody throw me a coat. This is what I want right here. This in Israel. Dissing your coat, ma'am. In Israel, you had to apply for a special visa to get a crippled or an infirm mantle. You could not wear one and legally beg unless you were approved and your identification was with the governing authorities. That you are a cripple and you are able from that position to live your life. He positioned himself with a sound of victory. Throw off our identification of who we were. I don't know if you understood what I just did. He threw off his life, his former life, and he got up from there. He got up from there and he went to a better life. And I believe the Lord is saying to Bethel, what do you want? I believe in 3 months' time, the Lord will visit you after a season of crying out. Traveling evangelist. Your answer is not in a prophet visiting town. Your answer is in the house. Your answer is not bringing in a revivalist. It's becoming a revitalist. Amen. Can you give the worship team a hand clap tonight? Hallelujah. Send the dry cleaning bill to Bethel. Pastor Grant will take care of that for you. Hallelujah. Hopefully by the end of our third meeting, I can come out of my shell and feel comfortable here. My name is Barry Miracle. I come from the Tainanega Mohawk Territory, where I was born and raised for about 18 years. Then I went off to college and took the pub, but I minored in business administration and marketing. I was funnier in my head, I guess. I majored in the pub. Okay, you're tracking me? Okay, good. I don't major in the pub anymore. That's way too rough. That's just, I don't think it's good, but it's just too rough. I felt a little old the day that my daughter applied and got accepted to the same program. But no, not exactly. She's doing actually business administration and majoring in marketing. But at the same school that I did 30 years ago. I'm a husband of one wife. For 24 years, we're in our 25th year this November 30th. No, stop, it's okay. So we've been married for 25 years. And I have 5 beautiful children. Beautiful children. Yeah, they take after me. I don't think that was a laugh of encouragement. No. My oldest son is at Queens, his second year at Queens University in Kingston. And he's taking linguistics, but I'm proud of him. He heads up men's ministry for Power to Change at Queens. Yeah, he's a good, I have good, wonderful children.
And it only takes blood, sweat, tears. Nah, I'm just kidding. They've been actually very, very wonderful. I pastor at a church called Desert Stream Christian Fellowship in Belleville, Ontario. I sit in the office of the prophet there, and then a big chunk of my time I spend traveling around and encouraging believers around the world to return to their vital need. Psalms 27:8 says, "Inquire for require my presence." Inquire, require my presence as your vital need. We have to return to some basics. Hello. Where are all my shouters just a few minutes ago? I did all the work here. Come on. I was running up the stairs and everything. I couldn't do that a couple days ago. When the hounds of hell are nipping at your heels, run to praise. When the hounds of hell are nipping at your heels, run to praise. I ran to praise Thursday morning, I think it was, or maybe no, Wednesday morning. I praised my foot back into proper alignment partway through the morning after I was drinking with one of my favorite preachers. I go on YouTube and I plug his name in, and I got a little tipsy. With the Holy Spirit. And I began to praise him out of my innermost being. And I felt something release from my foot. Because when I was walking out of your house Tuesday night, I wasn't walking. I was limping. And not doing a very good job at limping. But enough about me. I need you to do one more thing. And you probably, well, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to ask you to do it anyway. Cheers. I want you to come with me on a bit of a journey into the land of imagination. Imagination. Imagine. Image nation. I want you to visualize with your mind what exactly went on here over the last hour and 20 minutes as we were praising him. The Bible says that he is enthroned upon the praises of his people. He's enthroned right here, right now. Some people can see him. Most people cannot see him. But I want to let you know, you're not guided by what you see, what you hear, what you feel. You're guided by a knowing of the word of the Lord. And he is enthroned here tonight. Will you believe me? He is enthroned. If he says he's enthroned on your praises, he's enthroned on your praises. And I'm going to say 1, 2, 3. And I want us to jump up on our feet, and I want you to thank him for 30 seconds. And just clap to him and praise him. And if you can't think of anything else, just say, Jesus. Amen? Can you do that? Can you college students do that? Are authorized to do that? One, two. Now we got to do this with faith. Come on, you're with me. You got to add your faith to your praise. The devil doesn't leave and God doesn't come by a word you don't believe. You can speak things out of your mouth, and if you don't believe, nothing shifts and nothing changes. You got to add your faith to your words. Amen. Okay. One. Come on, you got to position yourself a little bit better. You got to spring off that thing. Don't trip on that purse. Okay. One, two, three. Jesus! Hallelujah! Jesus! Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! Hey, come on! Push! Jesus! Thank you, Lord! Thank you, Lord! Thank you, Lord! Thank you! Woo! Jesus! Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! Come on! Ramp it up a bit! Ramp it up a bit! Yeah, Jesus! Jesus! Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Amen. High five somebody and said, "You sound good." You may be seated. Say, "My deliverance." Come on, tell me, "My deliverance is in my mouth." He's tried to steal your sound here. He's tried to steal your voice. He's tried to steal your intercession. Pros kom ahi. The word that is used 85% to 90%, the Greek word that they translate into prayer, is when you say. Jesus says, when you pray, say. When you pray, you say. There's no such thing as a silent prayer. I'm just praying in my head. No, you're not. You're meditating. That's good too. I'm not disrespecting meditating. You have to muse and mutter. You have to meditate on the word of God. But don't call it something it ain't. It ain't prayer. Any English teachers? I just want to apologize. It isn't. It is not prayer. Unless you are declaring it out of your creative gate. Psalms 24:7. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King? Who's this King of glory? The Lord strong, Lord Sabaoth. A Lord of a mass of people assembled for war. Lord Sabaoth. He doesn't, you are not a care bear. He doesn't, the rivers of living water don't go. The glory of God. You don't have the care bear stare. When he says, I stand at the door and knock. In Revelation chapter 3, he's not speaking to the people in the world. He's speaking to the churches. It's not a scripture we use for an altar call. We have, but it's improper. It's prophetic, but it's not. The exegesis and the hermeneutics of it is improper. It's not to be used for the world, it's used
for the church. I'm standing at the doorway of your spirit, your heart, and I'm knocking. And will you let me into your realm?
I stand at your door, at your heart, at the door, and I'm knocking. Will you let me in? Will you let me into your marriage? Will you let me into your circumstance? Will you let me into your business? Will you let me into your church? You've let him in to your church. You're letting him in to your church. Say, my deliverance is in my mouth. The shout of the king is amongst you, man. The shout of the king is amongst you. You got to tap into the anointing that's on this house right now. This is a now anointing that is available to you to tap into, to call. I don't care if you're the quietest person and you're timid. Timidity is a sin. I'm just telling you. That's the Bible. Getting drunk is a sin. Okay? Timidity is a sin. For I've not given you the spirit of timidity. I've not given you a spirit of fear. Fear and timidity are the same thing. Don't allow the enemy to keep you silent any longer. Cry loud and spare not. Isaiah 54. I shared it with a couple earlier today. Cry loud and spare not, you who have not labored with child, for more of the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Can I get an amen or an owie or something? What does that mean? Cry loud and spare not. Sing, O barren. Sing, O barren. You got to sing that thing. Oh, wrong crowd. You got to sing your answer. You got to sing your solution. You got to sing in the midst, like Paul and Silas, in the middle of the worst dungeon. Like I said last week, it wasn't no Martha Stewart kind of jail. They were whipped and beaten, and they were chained and cuffed to the wall in the inner sanctum of the penitentiary. And what'd they do? Jesus loves the little children chained in this stinking jail. Maybe not that one. But they begin to sing hymns and begin to sing spiritual songs. The power of God, Walter, the power of God is released when you have the audacity to sing praises and shout loud and spare not in the midst of your adversity. Say, my deliverance is in my mouth. I'm finding my voice now. Hallelujah. Sing, O barren. Cry loud. Spare not. I'm a spare not kind of preacher, if you haven't noticed. If there's 40 or 7,000, I preach. I spare not. Somebody here is going to change the world. Somebody here is changing the atmosphere. Somebody's changing their bloodline. Somebody's changing. Somebody's shifting. Somebody's going to get this tonight, and somebody's going to deliver somebody. Why, you got to understand, Paul and Silas, they begin to cry and they begin to sing and they begin to encourage each other. And all of a sudden, all the pain left their bodies. An earthquake came and shook off the chains. Your voice shakes off the chains. I love that song. It's just off just a little bit. It's off. Theologically and doctrinally, off just a little bit. There is no mic. There is no spoon. Nobody watch Matrix? What you're shaking off, it is true. But it's the chains aren't even there. You need to know the chains aren't even there. You're breaking mindsets. The enemy's been defeated. He can't put a chain on nobody. The only chain you receive is the one you put on yourself because you believe the lies of a defeated foe. Say, I am set free in every way from anyone's control. Yeah. I got one. Earthquake came. Your voice will shift the natural realm. The sound reverberating from your innermost being, Toby, will shift the environment. And the breath that you release with the unrehearsed cry will create a brand new atmosphere of the oxygen of heaven. This is what's coming out of Bethel. Blame me, blame your pastor. I'm just picking up from where he left off. The cry of their spirit. Cry coming from their spirit. Come out, because your spirit is the doorway to the supernatural. That's why he's standing on the other side. He's standing on the inside of your spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God, Holy Spirit. All inside of you. You say, well, how is that? How could it be you and me? And he's God. He's not subjected to time nor space. He uses it at his whim. He doesn't come under the authority of something he made. Singing began to shift the environment. An earthquake came. Check it out for yourself. It set them free. They were set free by the power of their praise. The people in their sphere of influence, all the other convicts were set free. The power of your praise won't just set you free, but will set the people in your sphere of influence, in your job, and on your territory, or in the council, or in the police station, or in the hospital, in your sphere. Your praise, if you walk in there all praised up, the guard comes back and he says, oh my God, they're all gone. And Silas says, you called on the right God. God, do I ever got a deal for you? Their praise, JJ, set them free. Set the other captives free. And the enemy that held them bound, Paul and Silas went to his house, led him to the Lord, and his family to the Lord. The very people that are persecuting you, if you begin to praise, they won't contain you, but you will release them. People are like, I was good with me being set free and maybe the other bad guy. But I, no, they need to get their comeuppance. No, it don't work that way. This is the New Testament. We bless those that curse us. Those that speak all manner of evil against us, we forgive them. I am free. I easily forgive. But you got to rebuild trust with me. But I release forgiveness and I'll bless you. And I'll bless your children. It works. Tammy and I have been praying the Lord's Prayer for years now together every morning when I'm home together. We try to do it when we're separate, but when we're together, it's wonderful and powerful. At 6:30, almost every morning. And we do the Lord's Prayer. She goes and has a shower at 6, and on the way up to the shower, she puts the coffee on. On her way back down, grabs 2 cups of coffee, and we sit in bed. And from 6:30 to about 7, we go over the Lord's Prayer. And we pray it for about a half an hour, sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes. I mean, it's sometimes just life gets, you just, whatever, right? So we get to the place where it says, forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And so we say, Father God, forgive us for the sins of omission or commission, the lust of the eyes, lust of flesh, pride of life, anything we said wrong, thought wrong, displayed wrong. And then give us the grace to repent and give us the grace to confess our sins. Repent, by the way, is not a 4-letter word. It's a 5-letter word. Okay. I'm a preacher, not an accountant. Apparently it's a 6-letter word. Did you get what I meant, though? It's not a 4-letter word. It's not a curse word. It's not a bad word. It's a very good word. When you repent, you change the way you think. You turn and go back up to Dad. You return, pent, go up. Go back up on top. So we do that. We pray that way. What time do you want me to be done? It's 20 to 9. Are you guys tracking me still? Are you with me? So then we get to the place where we say, we forgive those who trespass against us. And we begin to release forgiveness. We say, Father God, the people that are, you know, speaking all manner of evil against those that are despitefully using us, we just say, Father, we forgive them. Matter of fact, we return good for evil. And Father God, we just bless them. We ask, Lord God, that you give them the grace to repent, that they would turn from their wicked ways, that they would not curse their children up to the 4th generation, Father God. We pray just like this. I won't get into that. Maybe we'll share that another time, but I'll leave it at that. But I tell you, it works. I'm preaching one Sunday morning at Desert Stream. And the spirit of reconciliation comes in the room. And I said something like this. I said, if I can convince you that you're not saved, you're not. You got to know that you 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 know you're saved. Or you're not. So the spirit of reconciliation came in the room. The anointing of salvation. And people that I've known for pretty near all my life begin to raise up their hands. They want to make sure. That's good. Ain't no dummy. And my blood's not going to be, their blood's not going to be on my hand. I don't want to offend you, but I'd rather offend you. And you get over it, and you get into heaven. So I'm looking around the room, and I stop looking at 11 people that raised their hand. There was more hands going up, and maybe some that never did dedicate. And maybe it was first time. I don't know. I didn't. I just, because I got distracted. Because our church is set up something like this, but it's more fanned out. But we have two aisles. And this lady was coming down the my right, your left. And she comes down, and she's weeping. And I'm wearing a lapel mic that morning. And she throws her face on my chest and crying. And she says, "But I don't even like you." I could have seen this lady, but I don't remember ever seeing this lady before. Your praise will set you free. The people in your spheres of influence free. And even your enemies. You will have peace with all men. If a man's ways please the Lord, he makes his enemies at peace with him. David had peace on all of his borders. It doesn't mean you're a tougher Christian when people don't like you. You're not a bad butt for Jesus if you're miserable. Let's let that one just kind of... It's okay to get along with people. It's okay that you... When was the last time that somebody thought you were crazy because you were so full of joy? Barry, that guy's he's a nice guy, but he's a... When do you need joy? When there isn't any. Joy unspeakable and full of glory is on the inside of you, waiting for you to praise it out. Lord Jesus, help me. I haven't even got to my text yet. And I have about 15 pages. It's good stuff. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, if you'd like to turn to your Bibles. Does anybody get anything out of that? Out of the word from the Lord? Okay, I got to start all over again. My God, help me, Jesus. You know, God's upstairs and he's just wringing his hands saying, "Oh, my me," you know that right now? Thank you. Some of you will get on the way home. He's God, so he wouldn't say, "Oh, my God," "Oh, my me." I guarantee he's not wringing his hand saying that. He's full of joy. He who sits in the heavens laughs. He ordained praise for your enemy's sake. Testing, 1, 2. Me, mo, me, mo, me, mo, me. He ordained praise for your enemy's sake. Amen. Three people, great. He ordained praises to come out of your mouth to come against the powers of the devil trying to contain you. You have Ephesians 3:20 yet? Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you're able to ask, pray, declare, or think, according to the power that works in us. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we are able to ask or think or imagine. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Now to him who is able to. God is able. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says that God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound to every good work. God's enabling power is able. He is able. He is able. He is more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond anything you could ask. When you think about it, when you ask it, he said, you sucker, you could ask for so much more. Maybe didn't say sucker. Oopsie daisy. I got carried away. My loving child, you could have asked for a whole lot more. Is that better? He says, dream big. Erase it and then dream bigger. More than you could ask or think, Walter. More than you could ever ask or think. More than you could ever ask or think. You have limited him by your perceptions. Your perceptions have become your reality. Expand your perceptions and expand your receiver. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you are able to ask or think according to the power that works in us. That word power is dunamis. Dunamis. Power. Power to shift and change. Power. Explosive. Dynamic. That's inside of you. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Will you open up the door by your faith? Will you let me come up out of the midst of you? And will you let me come out of you by the power of your praise? Will you let me be manifested in and amongst your family? Will you let me out? Bible says, let God arise. You sovereignness in the congregation. Sorry. God needs you, and the devil wants you. Jesus had to put on an earth suit because he could not save you from heaven. The only people that have earthen authority is somebody wearing an earth suit. Thank you. I love you so much right now. She's manifesting breakthrough right there. Your breakthrough. You've been wondering, like, when's God going to come through? Stop listening to the devil. You're sitting down, you're shutting up. God can't hardly pry your mouth open. I break off that spirit of shame and condemnation. Shame and condemnation drives you from the throne. Conviction drives you. Pulls you in. If you ever find yourself going away from God, you know that's the devil. When you sin, how many people have sinned here lately? Okay, we'll have an altar call for lying at the end. You have an advocate with the Father. His name is Jesus, and you can run boldly into the throne room of grace in the time of your need. 1 John 1:9, he is faithful and just and will forgive you your sins and purify you from all unrighteousness. He's not mad at you. He was tempted in all ways that you were. He understands you. Every answer you'll ever need was downloaded at your conception. But you got to praise it out. You got to open up your mouth. There we go. You get hurt when you don't work with the preacher. Now you know how Jesus felt. You're fellowshipping with his suffering right there. You gotta praise it out. You gotta praise it out. On your worst day, you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're not fighting for righteousness. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, you're fighting from righteousness. You're not fighting for the victory, you're fighting from victory for victory. He already won. When he said it is finished, he meant it. What kind of shampoo do you use? Everything you will ever need, every answer, every solution is on the inside of you, downloaded at your conception. Why do we pray in the Holy Spirit? Because when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you begin to pray the mysteries of God that he put on the inside of you. You begin to pray them, and they begin uploaded into your brain, into your mind. Then you begin to speak them out your mouth. The answer and people have even teased you about your detailing and how you are about your vehicles, and you are a very detailed person, and you're very detailed, and you walk into a room and you begin to, the apostolic administrative anointing begins to shift and change and begins to correct things, and it's all because of, that's how God designed you, and we celebrate it, and you're gonna have the answers, and it's okay to be you, and it's okay to have correct things, and it's okay to put things in a alignment, because order precedes the glory of God, and things are coming into alignment right now, and the voice and the sound is coming. You have an apostle at your helm. It is a good thing. There's protection. It's protection. There's a sound of deliverance coming out of this place. But everything is going to be found in the house. You're not going to have to bring in people to fill the void. It's coming out of you. The answers, I want to tell you, are in the house. I am here as a catalyst. I'm not here to run successive meetings. I'm not against them. I'm not against what we call revival meetings. But I am for discipleship and raising up a strong foundation and raising up answers in the house of the Lord and a sound to come forth that reverberates with the heart of the Father. You have to be who God has called you to be. Answers are coming from the innermost being of the people that are tasty and brilliant. Tasty and brilliant. Tasty and brilliant. Does this language offend you? It's a yes or no question. Does this language offend you? If it does, I hope it moves you to become tasty and brilliant. There are wise and witty and genius ideas desperately waiting to come out of you to meet the deficit in the oil patch. There are answers in this room. In this house. To meet every issue and more than make up for. According to the power that works within you. At your new birth, when you believed in what Jesus did in his setting aside of his divinity, his being born of a virgin, his living a sinless life, his shedding of his blood and life as a payment for yours, resurrecting from the dead to be the executor of his own will, his ascension back home, and his sending forth of the Holy Spirit, the other comforter just like himself, that took up residence on the inside of you. Say, I am full of the Holy Spirit. Every one of you, if you've accepted the blood of Jesus Christ as the payment against your sins and the payment for your new life, Holy Spirit came in and took up residence, and sin no longer has dominion in you, on you, or through you. You have become a new creation. All things have been washed away, and you've been made brand new. Holy Spirit came on the inside of you, and you became full of the Holy Spirit. Say, I am full of the Holy Spirit. Now it's time to become super saturated, where the rivers of living water come out of you. And when they do, the stem that came out of Jesse, David, the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, these seven spirits, the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, might, and the fear of the Lord, and the spirit of the Lord, the seven spirits that are around the throne room of God are on the inside of you. The spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, all waiting to come out of you. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwells in your mortal bodies. That power that is in you, the answer is in the house. The answer is in the house of God. The answer is in Bethel. You are the answer. Bethel, you are the answer. Bethel, you are the sound. Bethel, you are the roar that the enemy is so afraid of. He's tried to do everything to shut you down, sit you down, and say, shut up and stay in your spot. And you cry out even the louder. Amen. I'm going to be done. I'm going to leave it there. I think I've made your brains hurt a little bit.